5G, you know, certainly is getting a lot of buzz, and we've, you know, we've been very public about our intentions of 5G. We're right there. We're gonna lead in 5G. In fact, we have several trials that are going on right now, and we're seeing some tremendous results from those trials. In fact, one trial we have in Austin right now, we were able to demonstrate 14 gigabits of speed to a particular user. And you'll see us sharing more about the trial activity that we're doing, as you know, some of the competitors are doing as well. I also want to say, you know, 5G is really about a standard, a specification that hasn't been defined yet. So everything that's being trialed right now is non-standard. It's all sort of proprietary. But this is an important process to go through because this is how you learn and how it helps define the standards. But I also want to say, it doesn't, you know, there's a lot of focus on 5G. Don't discount LTE. LTE is still here, and LTE will be around for a long time. And LTE has also enormous potential, in that, you will see LTE will be capable of supporting 1 gigabit speeds as well. Now, to go beyond 1 gigabit, you're gonna have to get into 5G. Certainly, 5G is also bringing a lot of different capabilities to the network from the standpoint that we will be able to support a wide spectrum of use cases. One of the big emerging use cases that's driving 5G is the Internet of Things. So, you know, think of connected cars, think of wearables, think of industrial controls, sensors. These are, you know, use cases that, you know, can fit and work with LTE, but probably not as efficiently as with 5G. And so we're making sure that 5G evolves so that we have very, you know, economic solutions to connect all this wide array of different types of devices, if you will, to this network. Now, 5G, you know, will manifest itself and probably in a fixed variant first, in terms of, you know, fixed wireless. There will then be a mobile variant of it as well. That will all come, but this is still a couple of years out. But you'll see more in the near term, a focus on taking advantage of our LTE capabilities. And there's a lot of capability and feature functionality, a lot we can do with it. One example is carrier aggregation. This is the ability for devices to actually bond together multiple channels to create, if you will, a larger bandwidth pipe. So a lot of that we're actually deploying is in use today. We will be expanding that in the future. But I think, you know, this is a really exciting time to be in the wireless world. The last point I want to make about 5G is, one of the fundamental requirements around 5G will be around having a solid, mature, virtualized platform for its network functions. The reason we've been so aggressive in implementing and deploying software-defined networking in our core network is because that is laying the foundation for our 5G network. So as we mature and expand our SDN and virtualization capabilities, it really sets the stage for us to for 5G. So we will be in a very strong position once those standards get developed, once we start getting actual software and products to deploy. They're gonna lay in very nicely on our virtualization infrastructure, along with that, I mentioned eComp, that will be a big part of it as well. So everything is really coming and converging here quite nicely for the world of 5G.